let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The highly praised crime thriller Lost in Vegas by Ian Jones is a gripping read, a real page-turner with loads of twists and turns and a riveting plotline. We meet John Smith, an English guy, very single, ex-special forces, a man who solves problems, just don't try to stop him. He's in Las Vegas trying to track down a missing woman, which should be a simple job, but he soon discovers he's not welcome. There are some who want to make sure he leaves the city fast, one way or another. Ian has always enjoyed writing, originally working on black comedies, eventually decided to try something different, wrote his first thriller, The Handsome Man, a story about a hitman who travels to London from New York to do what he should be a very straightforward job, which spirals out of control. Ian then started writing a second novel, introducing us to John Smith, and a visit to Las Vegas for work provided all the inspiration that he needed. He's completed 5 books. Lost in Vegas and North of the Rock are published. The next story, set in Los Angeles, soon to follow. His dream is to be able to be a full-time writer. He lives in southwest London with his family, a passion for motorbikes and music. From London, via Skype, Ian Jones, author of Lost in Vegas, our guest on This Week in America. Ian, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. Nice to be here. Thank you.
I am looking forward to this conversation and talking about this great character that you've created, this great storyline. I love the character, John Smith. I love what you're doing here. But let's go back to the start of this. I mentioned you were inspired on a trip to Las Vegas. What did Las Vegas do to really get you creatively in the mood to write this story?
It's quite strange. I'd started working on the story, and I'd set it in London. And then I had to go to Las Vegas for work, and I love Vegas. I like it over in Vegas. And really strangely, I was there, and it was raining. It was really odd. It was raining. And I'd finished. I had to do a meeting, and I was back in the hotel room. I was staying in the Luxor, and the rain was running down the windows, and I was standing there just looking out the windows, and it just hit me. This story works here. It works here. And that was it, really. And then I sat down there, and then that straight away, and I started to rewrite it on my laptop. And it was, as soon as I did that, the book just flowed. Everything just worked. And it was a good inspiration moment, actually.
So yes, it's amazing how just being in Vegas sort of turned that floodgate was opened, and all of a sudden these ideas come to you. It's always interesting when you end up writing a series, and I'm always curious whether the author thinks, okay, this is more than one book, I'm going to write a series, or whether he starts writing that first book and realizes, you know, there's more here to this character, and I really don't want to let John Smith go. I'm going to continue a series. Did you know you were going to write a series when you started the first one?
I'll be honest, Rick, no, I didn't. I wrote the story, and then people started to read it, and everybody said to me, you should write another one. I thought to myself, yeah, okay. And I had an idea, and I was working on a different book, and then I sat down and I started to write a second John Smith book. I've never published this one. This one is set in London, but then after that, I just found it just made sense to write them. So then I wrote North of the Rock next, which is set in West Texas. And which is another place I've actually been to, so I can kind of relate back to that. And I never intended it to be a series, but now it does feel right to do it. I don't know how long for, but now it does feel right.
The book is Lost in Vegas. Ian Jones is the author, our guest on the program, coming in to us from London via Skype. The program's available at all the usual places. Amazon, of course. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on to get all the information on Ian. You can order the book there as well. You know, in reading the reviews, so many people have said you're very descriptive. You make the pages come alive. It's got a natural flow to it, almost like a movie. Do you see this being, I mean, I can see this with the, you know, the thriller aspect. It's got a lot of action in it. I could see this as a movie. Are your hopes that someday this could be a TV series or a movie?
Thank you. Yes. I've started to believe that now, because a lot of reviews have said that. You're right. Yeah. And in fact, I was talking to somebody just quite recently who was really interested in looking into it further. So, Yeah, I suppose in terms of the kind in terms of the plot, I'm not doing anything particular. But yeah, I could see, yes, it could work as a film, I think, definitely. Yeah, it would be exciting. It'd be very exciting.
I mentioned in the beginning your writing, how this developed, and you'd like to become a full-time writer, if that's possible, at some point. How often are you able to write now? I would think the more successful you become, the more you want to spend time in writing and develop characters for your book, in particular, the John Smith series. How often do you get to write?
Yeah, that's true. It's when I'm happiest now, is when I can sit down properly. At the moment, I'm just doing an hour here and there, which... just fitting it in around work, really, and family, and I really enjoy it when I get the time. But I find that if I don't put time properly aside, I find it quite hard to concentrate. So if I just kind of like have half an hour, I find I can't really write like that. But if I've got a sort of a chunk of time, then I can do that. And it would, yeah, be great. I'd love to be a full-time author. That would be an amazing thing.
How did you get from writing black comedies to thriller series? It seems like you were born to write thriller series. How did this transition occur?
Well, that's a very good question. I mean, I was writing the kind of black comedy things because they sort of interest me. I've always liked that sort of style. But what I discovered was I could never actually finish the novels. I'd write maybe 75% of it, but I'd read it back and I've written myself into a corner. So... and it was kind of on and off for quite a long time. And then the thriller idea kind of came into my head. And I sat down to write that. And then as soon as I started doing that properly, then I found I could write the whole book. And so that's the reason why I switched, really. If I go back to black comedies, maybe at some I might get the opportunity one day. But at the moment, thrillers, yeah, I seem to have a proper grip on thrillers.
Ian Jones is... Yes, finish that, please.
Sorry. I was just going to say that I read all the time, Rick. I read a lot. I read a lot of books. And I find myself reading more and more and more thrillers over everything else now.
I think you found a genre that you're comfortable with. And boy, the readers are really responding. Ian Jones, our guest from London via Skype on This Week in America. Video version available on YouTube. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and click on videos, you'll see the video version of the interview, book available at Amazon, the usual places, that information on our website as well. You mentioned sort of the frustration now by being a part-time writer. And when you get these great ideas, it's not always easy for you to follow through and to spend that time. Do you see yourself becoming a full-time writer? What's holding you back right now?
Just having to support my family, and I have to have a job, and that's the thing. It's just hard to find the time, and weekends are quite busy with family, so it's just a time thing, really. I think there's a lot of, I genuinely think there's quite a lot of books in me. I think if I had the chance, I could be, yeah, quite prolific as a writer. But it's hard to find the time. I'm sure you know, Rick. Sometimes you just it's just hard to do things that you really want to do sometimes.
It sounds like for you, it's not difficult to come up with story ideas. Just in talking and your passion for what you're doing, I have a feeling you've got a number of those that I'm going to say, considering you may even already started some work on those. Is that sort of the fun part of the creative process, is the beginning, creating that initial story to tell?
Yeah, I do like that. I mean, I'm writing the next John Smith book at the moment. At the moment, I'm quite a long way into that. Yeah, and I you're right. I do enjoy that. As you start to kind of, you have the idea and you start to formulate it, and when you sit down to write it, then it starts to take shape. And yeah, I like that. I like that. I do. Yeah. Somebody asked me, who my favorite kind of character is, and I like John Smith. I like the fact that he just is so anonymous. He looks like everybody else. He doesn't stand out. But in Lost in Vegas, I like the power, who's the real bad guy, because he's just thrown everything away, all the chances he had. And I like developing these characters. I really enjoy that part of writing the stories, developing characters and trying to get a feel for them. It's I really do like that bit.
When you develop someone like John Smith, is this based on anybody that you've known, you've read about, or is this totally John Smith? Is totally the creation of Ian Jones?
Well, a good friend of mine would tell you that it's based on him. John Smith, I kind of had the idea because there's a lot of stories like mine. I'm certainly not doing anything brand new here, but I like the idea that, you know, nobody would look twice at him and he would always be underestimated. You'd walk past him in the street, wouldn't even see him. You wouldn't even notice him. And if he confronts you, no one's going to take that seriously. So that was really the driver behind it, was the fact that this guy just looks totally average. He doesn't look like anything, but he has some skills and he can do what he has to. And he's very good at it. And that was kind of the main sort of trigger for it, really, was to develop that character and to have that, because, you know, a lot of other sort of people like this have got certain things about them that are quite standout. And for me, I've got John Smith is just totally a normal guy. You know, he's nobody particularly.
We're talking about Lost in Vegas, the book by Ian Jones, the saga of John Smith in the United States, on a mission. Let's give it just a little bit of background here. How does he end up in Vegas? And he's dealing with, well, it's a surprise to him as this unfolds. He's dealing with some bad people along the way. Why is he here? What case is he on?
Yeah, he doesn't expect all this. He basically solves problems for people, and he gets recommended to a guy back in England, very wealthy guy, very, very wealthy guy, who had a deal going on with a hotelier in Las Vegas for quite a long time. Suddenly this guy disappears and his son takes over and then everything starts to go wrong. So his daughter loved, you know, he's got a lot of money and his daughter's always been quite spoiled. His daughter loved going to Las Vegas. But he asked her, he said to her, listen, don't go to Las Vegas while this is going on. But she went and then disappeared. So, you know, there's a lot of money missing, but he's not worried about the money. He just wants his daughter found. So, and John gets recommended to him. And that's really how the book sets itself out. So John goes over to Vegas, a city he's never been to before, to find Abby. And he doesn't expect to run into all the problems that he does and the people that he's going to meet. He doesn't expect any of that at all. And, at the end of the day, it's one guy against a group of bad guys. I'm certainly not writing anything completely brand new here, but people seem to enjoy the story.
Well, they did. The reviews are excellent. And you take us, I mentioned in the beginning, on twists and turns. I'm interested in your process. When you sat down to work on Lost in Vegas, were you working off of a strict sort of outline that you've got this all pretty well laid out? Or did this sort of evolve as John Smith got in a situation he wasn't planning on getting into in the first place? Did it evolve or did you have this pretty well laid out?
I had the outline. Again, that's a great question. I had the outline, but as I started to write the book, I started to realize that there were other situations and there were other positions that he could get into. As I started to write the book, as you rightly said, the Vegas is ideal for somewhere like that. I mean, there's so much in Vegas, it never sleeps. And obviously, because I'm writing the story, I can create a fictitious hotel. The hotel doesn't exist, but all the other hotels that are real, and there's so much going on, and I was able to kind of slot in the real Vegas around this kind of fictitious world, and as I did that, other situations I was able to write in, and other kind of environments I was able to establish as I was writing.
It's a fascinating story that really unfolds. When you read it, you'll share page turner, gripping all of that that I mentioned, that all the reviews are stating. It moves along so well. It's one of those books where, okay, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I've got to get up, but just one more chapter. I really need to find out what's going to happen next. The book is Lost in Vegas. Ian Jones via Skype from England, our guest on the program. Now, this is the first in the series. Explain the books in the series and what's available now, because as I understand, Lost in Vegas is available, and you have other books as well.
Yeah. North of the Rock is is the next story. That's set in West Texas, out close to El Paso, right down on the border. And he's John has a friend in the FBI that he's known a long time, who gets asked to what should be something just to basically go and just have a sniff around. There's some problems starting, see what he can turn up, because he really, this guy really doesn't want the FBI to kind of turn up at this particular place, because it could be quite confrontational. So he goes down there and he gets caught up with some more bad people down there. And then the third story is in LA, which is something where he's completed the work he's doing, and he gets caught up in something which is nothing. He's not on a on an operation, nothing like that. He just happens to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, and he gets caught up in something. And then the finally the book that I'm writing at the moment is that he gets set up to he's getting basically set up by the people he used to work for to take the fall for something that's happened many years ago.
If you go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, the usual places, look for Lost in Vegas, the book we're talking about by Ian Jones, and you click on Ian's name, and it will give you all the books that he's written, so you can get all the information, stay up to date. And we'll have that on our website as well. A few minutes left in the program. I hate to ask, out of the books that you've written in this series, if you have a favorite, but I'm going to anyway. Is there one here that you particularly like? I'd read this book myself. I really like this story, and I hate to see it end. Is there a favorite among these?
Yeah, you know what? I think probably Lost in Vegas probably is my favorite. Whether it was because the first one I wrote, but I think it was the fact of being in Las Vegas, all the way over in Las Vegas, and writing the story, and the way it just, it just flowed. I was sitting in a hotel room in Las Vegas, and the book just flowed out. It was a great feeling. So I think, yeah, I think probably Lost in Vegas is my favorite. If you ask my wife likes The Handsome Man the most, but that's never been properly published. That's I think Lost in Vegas. I would think so.
You know, it's interesting. Finish up that thought, please.
No, I was just going to say, I should probably tell you the book I'm working on now, but...
Well, yeah, my next one is my favorite, but I like that. And it's interesting, you've mentioned a couple of times that when you were in Vegas, you were almost in the zone where it just kept coming. It's like, okay, yeah. I think I'm going to call in sick a couple of these meetings, because I got to sit here and I got to finish this story. Do you find, and would you recommend to other authors, I would assume sometimes that happens where you're in the zone, you need to keep going, and other times when you can't come up with anything, the old writer's block deal. When you hit that where it's really not coming, do you force it or just sort of walk away till you find yourself back in that zone again?
Yeah, you know, listen, that's a great one. I mean, I find if I away from where I normally write, sometimes when I'm really struggling, I just might go and sit in the local coffee shop. And then I find that I don't feel the same kind of almost pressure to write.
Yes.
I can sit down. I'm just out just in this, you know, and I find that sometimes that helps. That helps. But Las Vegas, just being in Las Vegas was that moment of inspiration. And then it just, yeah, the book. I wrote so much of the book while I was there. It was only there a short time, but I wrote so much of the book while I was there.
You mentioned that you've been a reader. What was the inspiration for starting to write in the first place? Was it the fact that you were a reader and decided, boy, I've got stories to tell, I would love to do this also?
Possibly, yeah, possibly. I mean, I first started writing, but I wasn't really that serious about it. It was more something to do while I was kind of not working. And then over time, I started to get very, very interested in it, and I started to want to actually write. And now with looking at the I just really enjoy it, and I just enjoy it. It's like an escape, and I really enjoy it.
What's the reaction, family and friends, where they actually can purchase a copy of your book, your name on the front of it, your story in the book? What's this like for you and for family and friends that, hey, Ian's a published author now. Look at this.
Well, it's been a fair amount of Mickey taking. I'm sure you can understand that.
Yes.
People suddenly telling me, oh, can you sign my book? But I mean, everybody's been very, very supportive. you know, my wife, I read as I'm I write the book, and the first person that hears it is my wife, bless her. She has to listen to it and my kind of ideas. But you know, it's been, they've been very well received, and I'm proud to have written them. I'm proud to have had them published. And I, you know, and if this could be my job, that would be great. Maybe if it gets made into a movie, that'll be it. Maybe.
Yes. And we hope that happens. You do such an excellent job with this series following John Smith. The book we're talking about is Lost in Vegas, Ian Jones. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places. You can Google it. You go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get all the information, link on to the Amazon site that's got the information on Ian's book. Coming to us via Skype from London. Ian, it's been a pleasure meeting you, having you on the program. Hopefully we'll stay in touch and continue your saga and that of John Smith, and good luck in doing this full time. You certainly have earned it with the work you've done so far. Congratulations on your success. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you very much, Rick. Thank you. I hope to talk to you again. Thank you.
Ian Jones, our guest from London via Skype. The book is Lost in Vegas. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.